the 2021 Absa Cape Epic Update. All the non-stop cycling action as it happens on 702.
The 2021 Absa Cape Epic is finally here. 8 days of rugged, scenic and uncharted territories. This is over 600 kilometers of cycling. It's the race that measures all. From the bank that banks on you to conquer it all. And Liesel van der Westhuizen has all the back-breaking and bone-rattling updates you want. And that's, of course, coming up now. We're joined this morning by KFM's early breakfast host and fitness correspondent, Liesel van der Westhuizen. And Liesel, a very good morning to you. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. Great to be coming to you live from Ceres, where we woke up to 4 degrees and the riders left in 6 degrees this morning for 98 kilometers and 1,800 meters of climbing.
Rather you than me. Look, I've been looking at some of the visuals. It is, it's very picturesque, but as you say, a bit of a brrr morning. This is the most televised mountain bike race in the world.
And for good reason, because you are getting amateur riders, getting a chance to ride with pro riders, from Olympic athletes to mountain biking world champions, all doing the same route. You'll be able to see and chat to these incredible riders at dinner. And it's just a great picturesque race or event. As you get to see what the Western Cape has to offer. And today's trails are some of the oldest mountain biking trails in South Africa. So our riders are going to be going out there. And it's great that the world gets to see what's on offer in South Africa.
I love it. I love the idea that it's aspiring or amateur riders who get to test themselves against the best of the best. But some of that terrain looks tricky. Some of those bends, Liesel, one misstep and you could be rolling down those hills.
And that's absolutely true. And when we're speaking to some of our pro riders this morning and some of our back riders, the weekend warriors, that was everyone's worry, is that you've got to be so careful out on the trail to make sure that you don't fall and injure yourself on stage one when you've still got a couple of stages to go. But it really does get tricky. And that's where the training that all these athletes have put in over the last couple of months, giving up family time, giving up Sunday lunches, Sunday brunches to go out for their long rides, just to make sure that they're ready for today and for the rest of the week.
Yeah. So what the athletes compete as a two-person team. Am I correct?
That's correct. And you have to be 2 minutes of your partner at all times. So if you're having a good day and your partner's not having a good day, it doesn't mean you can just ride off and finish without them. You have to be at the checkpoints within 2 minutes of each other. And that's what makes this great, this event so great, because you're in a team. It's about a partnership. And that's what this Absa Cape Epic is all about. It's that partnership and getting you from the start to the finish safely and as a team.
And of course, the whole plan around the particular route that may be chosen in a particular year, it's all kept under the wraps until at the last minute.
It is, absolutely. And that's one of the big things about the Absa Cape Epic. They unveil the route just a couple of weeks before the time. And it's very strict. No one's allowed to go out and ride the route. You're not allowed to share details of the route either. And they make sure that it's exclusive and a ride that no one else has been on yet. So you're not knowing what you're going to expect. You're not going to be able to come out and test the terrain. Prologue was a bit different. That was yesterday. The riders were able to test that terrain out. But you aren't able to ride the whole route before the time. So no one gets an advantage of having to see what the course is all about.
And you talk about what the Western Cape has to offer. I mean, I'm thinking of those iconic Fynbos valleys, of course, the majestic mountain ranges, but there's also deep ravines, the indigenous forests, the coastline, and you get to go past one or two fantastic vineyards.
I think our backmarkers love that part the most, to be able to go past the vineyards or after the event, after they've had a bit of a massage, to be able to enjoy what the Western Cape has to offer. But it's just so picturesque. The race, the ride today, the first 2 kilometers gets you through a water, big river that you've got to cross and to make sure that you get across safely. Then yeah, you're in the rugged mountain ranges. So there really is a different element every single day that you're facing on this terrain.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, let's you and I not be that disingenuous, because today is going to be rough. 98 kilometers of a steep climb.
And then that's over 1,800 meters. Tomorrow they leave from here, Ceres to Saransburg. That's 2,100 meters of climbing over 96 kilometers. These riders have really put in the time training to be here. And it's a long day out for the back markers and the back riders, where our pros will be coming in just before 11. We'll expect our first men's team in. The back riders and the amateurs, they're expected in from 2, 3, 4 o'clock. We'll be seeing those riders in. So it's a long day for them.
When are you gonna ride?
In 2 years' time, 2024. If you join me,
I'll join you in the 2034 league. Liesel van der Veste, isn't great chatting to you. Thank you so much for giving us that update. She is, of course, the KFM Early Breakfast Show presenter and a fitness correspondent, talking to us from the Western Cape, from the 2021 APSA Cape Epic.